Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room up first. He is our video producer. He's a dad of four. And even though the Cowboys are out and the Super Bowl's over, he's begging for more because he's still wearing that Cowboys hat. Here he is.
Oh,
Eddie,
yeah.
Everybody.
Come on. Woo. Hey, so my boys are really into collecting sports cards now. Like, they've been doing it for 2 years, and they've got some really good cards. I'm thinking about opening up an eBay account. And I don't know if it's more for me or for them, but I think it'd be cool to teach them how to collect cards, make money off of them, the whole shipping process and all that. What do you think?
What if they don't make money? Are you going to let them lose money?
It's part of it, right? It's all about teaching moments.
So are you buying the cards?
No, they've already bought the cards. Like whenever they get extra, you know, chore money or whatever, they buy their cards, they go to birthday parties, they get cards, whatever. And that's it, part of it. But now they go online, they post them, they take pictures of it, do a little description, and they sell it, they make the money.
I think anytime you can teach a kid anything to do with finances is great, because we went to school and learned all kinds of stupid stuff. We never learned real life stuff. So I think it's a good idea,
yeah.
But there's going to be some disappointment, and you're going to end up doing a lot of the work that you're not probably prepared to do.
That's what I was worried about.
Yeah, so I would do it, because I think it's great for them to learn, but you know you have to do all the work.
And do those cards even sell? Like,
and
online?
Do they want to sell them, or are they trying
yes.
to collect?
Well, so the market's huge. I follow a couple people to do it. So yes, but I think it's fun. I think you should do it. Let us know how it goes.
Hey, they have a couple cards that are like I saw online for about $50 each.
Well, Lunchbox wow. also invests in the stock market, so
that's right,
making money.
Can I buy stock in like baseball cards?
Maybe baseball card companies if they're public.
That's cool,
but I'm not sure about that. All right, next up, here he is. He uses the bathroom as a snack room. That's right. Lunchbox, yeah. Everybody.
Listen, I'm a big Facebook guy. I love to do the chat on Facebook, keep in touch with people on Facebook. But then I look and I got a friend request, whatever you call that. And I look and it's one of my old high school teachers. And this is one of the high school teachers that was really rude and kind of, you know, a yeah. jerk when I was in high school. Didn't like me very much. All of a sudden, on the radio, superstar.
All of a sudden.
Like you've been nationally doing this for like 20 years.
Well, I guess maybe this teacher didn't know that. Finally found me on Facebook and sent me a request.
And what'd you do?
Usually I leave people in limbo if I don't. I'm like, I don't know. I hit reject.
Why?
What? She was rude to me in high school.
Or was she trying to teach you and you were kind of a clown?
I was definitely a clown, but she was definitely not very friendly towards me. Like when I showed up to graduation, this one teacher in particular pulled me aside and said, listen, this is a sophisticated event. Please act dignified or we're going to pull you out and not give you your diploma.
But probably because you weren't acting dignified and it was a graduation.
I feel like Bobby has to do that here at work.
But here's my thing. Hey, teacher, get over yourself. This graduation is not about you. It's about us, the students. Let us do our thing.
Rejected. She was rejected.
Wow. Rejected.
You really showed her. Wow. Okay, up next, she hosts the Four Things with Amy Brown podcast. And every weekend, she hosts the Women of iHeartCountry broadcast. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
Woo! I was invited to a readover for a friend's 40th birthday, and I had never heard of this, but pretty much you show up to the house with pajamas, something cozy, comfy, and it's a book club assignment, except for you have to read the book before you get there. And we have like a month to do it. The book is wild. And then when you get there, we have like wine, cheese, crackers, and we watch the movie.
The book is wild, or the book is called Wild?
It's called Wild.
Okay, the book is wild.
Wow. Yeah, this woman wrote it. She hiked the PCT. So lucky for me, I've already read it. Reese Witherspoon stars in the movie. So it's super fun. You go, we show up. We're going to talk about the book, and then all watch the movie together.
Have you not seen the movie?
I have, but it's okay.
You already read the book and watched the movie?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you just need friends, basically.
No, that's just what she chose, because I guess that's something she wanted to do, which I just thought this was a good idea if you're looking for something different to do.
You spend the night?
I think that's optional.
I don't know that I would be doing that.
I'm not going to.
Yeah, I'd probably go home.
That'd
be kind of cool.
You're an adult. You have a car. You drive home probably after.
But sometimes girls like to have slumber parties.
Yeah, not women.
Tell us more.
Not women, women, though. You know?
But they don't?
No, not really. They probably go home.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Ray, you're up.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he's had lots of jobs since childhood, and he loves to tell us something good. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. Woo! I'm going to say this. Like 3 weeks ago, I got this sinus infection. I think we all know, man, once you get that cough, it is just so hard to shake. I can't, like I have it. It's weeks and weeks. I can't get rid of it. I've tried everything. I went to my doctor, and I normally wouldn't, but when it comes to my voice, I got to make sure I have it so it'll work. And I'm like smoking on this like peace pipe, except it's like some sort of thing that they have. And you're like breathing in and out, and it's some kind of vapor thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's that breathing treatment.
It's not a peace pipe.
Oh.
I like that.
Well, I imagined it was. And so I did that, and apparently all your bronchial stuff gets inflamed, and I just can't shake the cough. And I was like, wow. What's the deal? Why can't we fix this? And he's like, sometimes it's just time and healing. He said, if you go to the grocery store or the pharmacy, you see all these cough things. Everybody's got an eye. He said, if they knew how to fix it, there wouldn't be all these things.
Yeah. Wow.
So you can do little things, but I'm in that process. I mean, I want to cough right now.
Yeah. You're doing good. Holding it back.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good job, man.
It's been like 3 weeks, man. And remember when Lunchbox had that cough? I wouldn't shake and it just kept getting dirtier.
Which is why we all got the cough.
Yes.
No, no, no. I never
after
got
you got sick, I got this.
Mm-hmm. No, you. I did not get you sick.
You heard what I said. You heard? Thank you. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I was recently in a wedding for a good friend of mine, and the maid of honor broke the law. She is a pharmacy technician who works at the local grocery store. There's a pharmacy inside of it. That's where she goes every day to work. At the reception of the wedding, the maid of honor went up to another bridesmaid and asked her if she knew why my dad needed to take narcotics or his ED medication. The bridesmaid was so embarrassed and very uncomfortable learning this information about her father. So do you get it? Like she went and asked a question. Hey, why does your dad need, but she's not supposed to share that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Discussing patient prescriptions with someone without the consent of the patient is a violation of HIPAA. Not only did she break the law at this reception, she also started drama, making awful comments about people's appearance and flirting with married men in front of their wives. Oh yeah, she was on one, huh?
Wow. What?
That's a party. Now we're partying.
What on earth?
As a nurse myself, I know how serious the HIPAA violation is. And if she's doing it to one person, she's doing it to other people, and that's probably true too. I'm asking you, world-class advice giver, do I report it? Do I stick my spoon in their chili? Do I talk to the girl about her actions, even though we're not friends, nor have I ever been a fan of her ever? Please help. Sincerely, a nurse who doesn't break HIPAA. Wow, we got into the weeds here. I mean, whomever this is they hear this, they know it's them. That is pretty descriptive here. Yeah, that stinks. She should not do that. What I would do, though, is probably just not affiliate with her in any way and give her any information. I would have your dad go to somebody new because it's your dad. If it were you, I think, and you wanted to report it, I think that's a little different. You probably could. I'm just telling you what I would do. If someone were sharing my information, I'd probably report it. If someone were sharing the information to somebody I knew, I'd probably go to that person and be like, don't ever work with them again. They got a big mouth. So I don't know, unless there's like a secret line you can call and
disguise your voice.
Oh, anonymous?
Anonymous. Yeah.
I don't know that I would do the calling, but I definitely would not work with, around, or have anything to do with her where she has any information of mine.
It does sound like she was going hard, though. Maybe she just had a little too much to drink that night.
Maybe it's a wedding.
And sometimes, listen, I know a lot of my friends, when they get drunk, they just completely disregard HIPAA.
Why are you looking at me?
No, just HIPAA. I mean,
I was like, what HIPAA do you know?
They're not even doctors. They just
just violate HIPAA.
They just violate HIPAA all day, all night.
Okay, there's a HIPAA hotline.
Should we call it and rat her out?
And just read the email? What I'm going to say is I don't think I would call and rat her out. I just would not work with her anymore. That's what I'm going to say.
And tell all your friends, don't work with this
and
person.
I think it's okay to even have a conversation with her if you feel comfortable having that conversation. And if you don't like her, you don't know her, you can just send her an email and then hope she shares it. Like, oh, I can't believe I... Oh, yeah, yeah, share that. Go ahead and share that email where I said you broke a HIPAA violation. Because you definitely could do that, too, and scare her a little bit. Be like, hey, look, you came to the wedding. This is what happened. I'm a nurse. Like, I'm just watching out for you. Like, be careful because you broke a HIPAA violation. And I heard it, and I hope nobody else did either because I'd hate for you to be reported. You could do that and seem like a friend. Nice.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
But really, deep down, we know what you're doing. You're cutting like a knife. I wouldn't turn her in. I'd probably say something to her via digital technology, but I would not work with her ever again. That's what I would do. Amy?
Listen, I just assume everybody obeys the HIPAA. Like,
you know what assuming gets you?
What?
In trouble.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That's really not the saying. I think you know what
it makes.
Yeah, you know what assuming does? It makes
it out of you and me.
Yeah, I got it. I got it. So, because I just trust if someone's in that position at any given time. And so this is just showing me that we can't trust everybody. But I agree with
this
you.
This shows you that? What about the rest of your life?
Yeah. Amy, what are you talking about?
When it comes to HIPAA, I feel like it's just this oath that like nobody wants to break.
I got you. But I think everybody wants to break it. That'd be the coolest thing to break. Imagine if you were a shrink. You go into, all of a sudden you got people coming in for therapy. Wouldn't you love to go tell your friends all that stuff?
Oh, that'd be the best.
Oh, that'd be the best. Write a book on it. So that's what I say. Send her a note. Don't work with her again. Tell your dad so he doesn't work with her again. And then... But don't bring up the ED stuff.
Right.
That would be embarrassing.
Well, I mean,
for him, it shouldn't be.
For sure,
it shouldn't
for
be a stigma, but it will be.
I mean, what does she think he needs that for?
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Close the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag.
Yeah.
I'm going to go check in with Morgan, who runs all of our digital, all of our web. And Morgan told me that she spent a whole bunch of money on a bagel. Now, Morgan, how much money on this bagel?
I spent $67 on a bagel.
What?
So here's what we're going to do.
What?
Think about it. How did she spend $67 on a bagel? You'll each have your own theory here. And let's see who gets the closest. So, Morgan, what kind of shop? You want to ask one question? Yes or no question?
Yeah.
Or no?
No.
Okay, I'll ask a couple questions then. Okay. I can sit over there. What kind of bagel place or where did you go?
They're hand-rolled from New York bagels.
Okay. And what day and what time?
It was a Saturday morning.
So like 8, 9 o'clock?
Yeah, like 9 a.m.
Was it packed?
It was packed. Very busy.
Okay. And does this $67 have to do with you buying somebody else's bagel?
No.
Okay.
Just mine alone.
Just one bagel.
There you go. So she went to get a bagel, spent $67. How did she do it? Who wants to deliver their theory first? Because if you go first, no one can steal your theory.
I'll go first.
Eddie?
Yeah. Look, it's what's on the bagel. So she's a vegetarian, or she might be a vegan. I don't know. No, vegetarian. So there's got to be some like expensive cheese. So let's go imported cheese from somewhere and macaroni and cheese grilled stuff on it.
Do you think she meant to spend $67 or was it a surprise?
No, she meant to do it.
Oh!
She saw the menu. She's like, I want all of that on my bagel.
Okay, so she went hard.
Yes.
You think she went, it's just a random day where she was like, I deserve it, treat myself. I went hard, $67.
Exactly.
Lunchbox?
I at first thought she ordered one from New York and had it mailed to her house.
I like that. That's a
thing.
That's
really so she saw it online and was like, this is supposed to be the best bagel in the world. So she had it delivered at 9 a.m. to her house.
Is that your answer?
That's my answer.
So she special ordered a bagel from New York.
That she saw something on Instagram or TikTok talking about this is the best bagel in the world, and she got the vegetarian option, had it overnighted to her house.
Shipping, okay.
And then Morgan goes, buy a bagel, $67.
Well, she said it was packed, and so I feel like maybe someone there hooked her up with the $7 bagel faster, so she tipped them $60.
That's interesting.
She was feeling extra generous.
Morgan, are any of those theories correct?
No, they are not.
What? Okay, okay. I'm going to give you another clue or so.
Okay.
Okay.
So she goes unexpectedly. It's $67.
Okay.
So was never a plan to get a gold truffle bagel, but she went into the bagel place. All said and done, cost her $67.
They had to make a special dough that is vegetarian. They had to clean the grills of the ovens because of vegetarian reasons. So they said it's going to be extra money to watch out for your dietary needs. That's why it's $67. No.
That's his his final. Gosh, go ahead.
Normally, yeah, there's like gold flecks or truffles involved.
She goes in, it's packed, she buys a bagel, and when it's all said and done, $67.
Oh, she didn't notice it was 67 until later she gets home and realized they ripped her off. Ring her up wrong.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. Eddie.
I got it. She orders the bagel, looks up, and looks at the actual person that took her order. It's Gordon Ramsay. It's celebrity day at the bagel shop.
That's it.
Gordon Ramsay.
Nice job, Eddie. Got it.
Come on.
That's it?
No, it's not.
Oh, I was like, where was Gordon Ramsay?
He wasn't.
Dang, Eddie, you got
me. I'm going to say this. Amy's the closest-ish, wouldn't you say, Morgan?
Yeah.
Amy's the closest-ish.
What do I get?
You get one more guess is what each of you get. Raise your hand whenever you have it. So, Lunchbox.
They charged Morgan for the wrong order. She paid for someone else's order, and when they called her name, she got her one bagel, but they had rang up someone's order and never charged them, so there was already something on the cash register.
Eddie?
Yeah, it was Morgan's fault. She wrote on the tip line for the total, and then the total was the total, so I don't really know exactly what I'm saying, but somehow she did the wrong thing.
I like it. Amy?
Okay, I mean, both of those are good and align with what they line up with what I was trying to say, but I'm trying to think of how mine could be different. Maybe they did. Okay, so they didn't do it on purpose. I don't know. That's all I got.
Oh, maybe the guy thought Morgan was hot and was hoping she would come back, so he charged her wrong on purpose to get her back in the store.
That's good.
To ask for the digits.
Is it, though?
That'd be tough. That'd be a tough way to do it, though.
I know.
She'd be like, that would work.
Okay, Morgan, so you went to buy a bagel.
Yeah.
It ended up costing you $67. None of them are right. They've each had three opportunities. What happened?
Yeah, so I walked in. I got my bagel. It was $7, and I was really excited. I was only in the shop for about 10 minutes. Walked outside, didn't realize I parked in a paid lot. I had a $60 ticket on my car.
$67, and there she's got a bagel.
I was definitely not thinking that. That's terrible. I hate that.
Dang it.
Okay. That is messed up.
Why? Because you feel bad you didn't get it?
Well, I would have never thought about that.
Yeah, so you gotta,
and
you gotta
I can't
out.
Believe yeah. it's $60 for paying a lot.
Got to think outside the bun.
Hey, I've heard that before.
But I'd never pay it.
Nah, I got to think it's at the jail bars.
No. It's not a city lot. You ain't got to pay that.
Oh, I paid it right away, and then I just threw away the ticket and pretended it didn't happen.
But you paid it.
If it's I did pay
not
it,
not a city lot, you don't have to pay that?
No.
I don't know.
That's a private company.
But I don't know. I don't know that's true. I don't know why anybody would pay it then. I don't know what he's saying. I don't know if he's right or wrong.
It's like if you go to a college campus, like the University of Texas in Austin, I used to get parking tickets there all the time. Guess what? Never paid a single one.
Well, do you know if you got a speeding ticket in a state and you left, you don't have to pay it. But if you go back to that state, you'll get arrested and put in jail.
Exactly. As soon as
Mike,
you get there.
Can you research this? The Lunchbox says you don't have to pay a ticket on a private lot. Go ahead. You know something?
I've looked it up before because I got a ticket recently, and they said they can enforce the law, but you're not going to get a ticket.
What do you mean they can enforce the law?
Like if they want to go the extra step of like prosecuting you,
or
they can.
Debt collector, which will hurt your credit.
Ooh.
That for sure will happen.
But you won't get in trouble with the law for not paying it.
Right. But it can hurt your credit bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like so many lots right now have the scanning your license plate QR code. It like recognizes you right when you, and they're all consolidating. So anytime you go try to park anywhere, it's going to flag you.
Well, he ain't paying for it, dang it. Morgan, right? Thank you. Yeah. Show. Let's stretch our minds a little bit.
Stretch our minds a little bit.
Come on. It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Back in 2021, Vernon Jackson, owner of Noble Barber and Beauty in Cincinnati, said, "I need to do more to accommodate customers with special needs," talking about his own shop, and also to help kids and other adults with special needs have the ability to go into places and not feel like there's anything different about them. So he gets on social media, he writes, tells a story about people coming into his shop and how he wants to do better. And then he started doing the gifted event, free haircuts to kids with various medical conditions, including autism, Down syndrome, spina bifida, all have to be treated differently. Sounds, visual stimulation, etc. So the gifted event is what led him to meeting Ellison Eubanks. They made a viral TikTok video, and now so many people have been donating money and time, and it's even spread that he's like, I can't believe this all happened just from me getting on social media and going, hey, how can we do this better? Here is a clip of Julie Eubanks, whose son Ellison is a client.
He was just welcoming to him and treated him like a human being, like any other client, and worked with him and followed his lead. And I think that means a lot to any person. And Ellison appreciated that and in turn felt super comfortable with him.
This guy here just trying to make a small difference made a big difference. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We have a scam alert coming up in about 1 minute. Hang on for that. First of all, Lunchbox says he has an etiquette question for me.
Yes, it has to do with celebrities if you see them in public. So let's say you're at a kid's sporting event.
Well, don't say let's say. Did this happen to you?
Yeah.
Okay, then just say what happened to you.
Saw a celebrity at a kid's sporting event / school function. And I was like, whoa, can you go up and ask for a picture with this celebrity? Be like, hey, what's up? And before I could do it, there was already people approaching the celebrity, taking pictures with them. And I was like, you know what? We already run in the same circles. I was just trying to say what's up, like, because we're cool.
Now, you said you wanted a picture. Well, that's how the whole segment started.
Yeah. Well, I was going to take a picture just so I could post it on the gram. Be like, hey, look who I've been hanging with today.
What's he talking like?
But you
that?
Weren't hanging with him.
They were the same place. They were at the same place, okay. Same event. And so I just wondered, is it okay to go up to this celebrities at kid functions?
I would say generally, as a rule, if a celebrity is doing something with their kid or for their kid, you don't do that. Generally, as the rule. If it's something to do with the kids, they're there trying to be normal. Now, if you do, they know they're famous, and it sucks, and there's some bad parts about being famous, too, and that's one of them, and they shouldn't be mean about it. They can nicely say, hey, I'm happy to do this at the end when we're about to leave. I think that's the best way to do it. Like, hey, I'm watching my kid play soccer right now. Would love to get a picture with you when this is over. They could absolutely do that, or they could go, man, I'm showing my kids right now. Is it cool if we don't do pictures? That's fine, too. But I would personally not if it has anything to do with the kids. If they're walking around with their kids at the mall or Walmart or in the Chili's or whatever, I would not bother them with kids or while they're eating. Those are or I'm going to add another one because I've always said don't bother a celebrity with their kids or while they're eating or while they're in the bathroom.
Yeah,
that's a good one
because that's just a weird situation for everybody.
Awkward.
It is. So what are we going to say?
Well, I mean, how does Lunchbox handle it? Because he's at the same event and he's a celebrity.
Well, on his gram, I didn't see anything.
I didn't get same a picture because I was just like, all right, cool.
But did anybody ask to take a picture with
some
you?
Some people do when I'm with my kids and they're like, oh, you know, and some people understand that I don't do my kids and they're like, oh, don't worry, the kids won't be in it. Others are like, oh, can I get your kids in it? I'm like, no, like, period, no. And so they'll.
So why would you go up to somebody and ask, can I get a picture when they're doing some of their kids, but you don't like it?
No, no, I don't want my kids in the picture.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And so I respected the celebrity, didn't get a picture, and just went about my day.
But if there wasn't a line, would you have gotten
probably it? Got that pic.
Yeah.
Was it A-list, B-list, what?
I don't know. It was a list.
Huh? Okay, cool. Thanks for that.
Maybe.
A little descriptive, buddy. You can tell us off the air.
C or B list. I don't know what you consider.
Which, by the way, C and B is pretty high. People think that when you say B list, that means a bad. Our list is A is the level of Stapleton, Carrie, Luke Bryan.
Garth.
The A list, like Entertainer of the Year. B is the really famous, but not quite to that. And C is middle famous.
Yeah, probably C then, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good for you. I wouldn't do it with kids. And like Ray at church, you saw celebrities at your church.
All the time.
And you, it's, well, no. They're bachelor people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, they probably just want people to ask for pictures. They're probably just going
places
with groups.
Yeah, I think they want that.
Yeah, that's true. No, you did good, though.
All right.
You don't want to tell us who it was?
I mean, I could tell you if you want me to.
But is there a reason that it would be bad?
No, I was just respecting their privacy and their kids.
You respect no one's privacy. You tried to sell a picture of Sam Hunt to TMZ that you took on the side of the road.
Good point.
I did do that.
Yeah, so who was it?
I was Jimmy Allen.
At my basketball game?
Yep.
He coaches with Eddie.
But I was there. I was at the game, and people were taking pictures with him after the game.
You don't run in the same circles either, bud.
Oh, my gosh.
We were hanging out the same spot.
It's now time for a scam alert! Scam alert! Amy, you're up.
Well, this is a question of if it's a scam, because Southwest Airlines has all this
PR stuff happening. I mean, it's been a nightmare. I think they've gifted me like 75,000 points in the last couple weeks, which is amazing to make up for some stuff. And now I'm getting emails that like flights are 25% off as long as I click the link in the email. And y'all have me so worried about scams now. Everything about it looks legit.
Yeah, but you've been scammed so many times. It shouldn't be us having you worried.
No, but you're having us do this segment and we bring all these scams and it makes me just, I don't want to click
this
on.
This segment gets you worried? Not that many times you've been scammed?
No. Listen, I just don't want to click on anything anymore. Yeah. If I could save 20% on a flight, I've just never heard of an airline offering discounts. And so my brain immediately went to like, oh, scammers are onto
this.
They know that Southwest is trying to make up to their customers. So they came up with this elaborate plan to offer 20% off flights.
The trick is, first of all, go and look at the email that was sent to you and see what that email is. If it's like kalaka xgpo.mail.
Or like southeast.com.
Yeah, but mostly it's like a weird one. So look at the email. Because sometimes it'll show up, it's like Southwest Airlines, but you got to click into it to see what the email is. So, Amy, this is not a scam. So they are Southwest Airlines. I get the email too. It's 20% off if you do certain things. That's true.
Amy, jump on those flights.
Not a scam alert. Wow. Now, I almost got scammed because it said, "Hey, your Twitter verification is about to expire," and I was like, "Oh, I don't want that to happen." So I went and I clicked the link. I clicked the link. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I clicked the link and it popped up the page going, "Are you sure you want to continue on to this next page?" And I went, "I don't." Backed off of it. Went and checked the email and it was like, "Scalabaga."
Wow. Hey, well, that's nice of them to give you that chance to go back.
It wasn't them.
Your computer?
It was the browser. They were like, "This is an unsecured." So I almost got scammed on that.
Wow.
Because now anybody can get the blue check on Twitter. So now they try to scam you with that.
Yeah. And does your verification expire? I don't think it
does. Well, it kind of already has. So they verified me because of notoriety. But now it says, because anybody can buy a blue check mark now.
Oh.
Which is kind of dumb. I really like being special.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Lunchbox, what was the deal with you? Wasn't there a scam alert with work? Are they sending you crap too? Were you scared to click it?
Yeah, work. I keep getting an email saying, "Oh, you have a training that's expired." And I'm like, "Ha, yeah, right, fools.
That's probably real." Lunchbox going to get taken
really
to HR.
Here's the problem. Have one.
Here's the problem. Work sends me these emails and like, "Oh, this is expired," or "This is that." And I click on it. And then 2 days later, I get an email. "Did you take the bait, you loser?" From the computer nurse.
But not this one, though.
So guess what? I don't click on anything anymore.
And he didn't even do things that work wants him to do anymore.
But I don't know if it's real.
He didn't take classes anymore.
How do you know
it's
real?
Could be a scam.
The courses are real.
See, this is the problem that they created. They created the hysteria of, is it a scam? And so now nothing's going to get done here at work.
Check your email.
Okay, but everybody say "I" if you did the training.
I did.
So like,
you need to take the training.
But how do I know the computer nerd?
How do you know the training isn't a scam and it's the reverse things you should do?
Ding. How do I know they didn't reach out to you saying, "Hey, just say yes," and then he'll click on it and we can send him that email again saying, "Did we take the bait?"
They talk funny.
I mean, that's what they do. They send
Scam alert! Just be aware, everybody. Click the email address and see what it is. That's most 95% of the time how you can tell if it's a real scam or not. Every once in a while, we'll come on and gather and go, "Hey, we should recommend this to our audience." Just all in one segment called The Bobby Bones Show Recommends. Eddie, you're first. What do you recommend to our audience?
So ever since I've had kids, my wife's rearview mirror points straight down to my kids in the back seat. And I'm like, "You need that mirror to drive. It's not there so you can see the kids in the back." Well, guys, this is a game changer. I found this at Target. It's called the Diono See Me 2 Car Mirror. It's an attachment that goes under your existing rearview mirror, and you can point that to the kids. There, that way you can use the rearview mirror for what it's really used for.
Oh, yeah. That's practical.
Amazing. And so now my wife can see the kids in the back seat and also drive.
What if
better.
She wants to go and take both rear views and turn them into different parts of the back seat?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I feel like she would do that.
Yeah. But that's good.
Yeah.
That's a good invention, too, because
genius.
Most parents with young kids want to see what their kids are up to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So will you say it again?
It's the Diono See Me 2 Baby Car Mirror.
And then we'll also link this up on our website.
Yeah.
Okay. Amy, recommend something.
Okay, so it's been darker earlier. So something that I got to help me with walks, if I'm walking the dog, are gloves that have built-in little flashlights on your thumb and your pointer finger.
I love it.
And your other fingers are free, so they're not in a glove, but you just slide it right in. And when you're walking, it gives you a flashlight. Also, it allows other like cars or people to see you in the dark.
So it's just like pew-pew gun gloves?
Exactly.
They don't fire the three fingers?
No.
No, they should call them pew pew lights.
Yeah, pew 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 lights. Pew, pew, pew. And it's just something because they have the headlights, but then you have to put something on your head.
I don't like those.
And then these you just stick in, but you could use them. I use them for walking. You could use them for other things you need to do
jogging
in the dark.
Or running.
No, I was thinking like.
Or trotting.
Working somewhere where there's a dark space.
Crawling even.
I don't know. They're on Amazon. They're like $15.
And they are called.
Pew pew light gloves. There's tons of options.
Well, give
the
us
brands.
A we need to link one because
okay.
If we just go pew pew gloves, which I did name, by the way. I'm pretty happy with that. They're LED flashlight gloves. And they
let me get the brand.
And they're $13.
Okay, yes. The brand I have is Miopejo.
Okay.
Yes.
Miopejo.
We'll
LED.
Link it.
Yeah, we'll link it. But it has 4,000 reviews.
I like that.
Lunchbox, what do you got? What do you recommend?
Oh, guys, I got a Christmas present this year from one of the listeners, and it's a running watch. Coros Pace 2. And
you got a Christmas present because you begged for it. You were going to put it up on an angel tree as a less fortunate child.
No, I put up a Garmin watch up there because it was the best on the market. And I was like, when I got this one in the mail, I was like, I guess this will do. Dude, it is awesome. Like, it'll tell me where my heart rate is at, like what levels. It tells me if I've reached my goals, my pace, the altitude change, the elevation change, the wind. Wow. It factors in everything. It is awesome. Awesome. So I was disappointed it wasn't the Garmin, the expensive one, but it's the Coros Pace 2. Bam! It is awesome.
Do you remember the listener's name who sent you that?
They just said a B-teamer. That's all they said.
You didn't look on the package, though, to see where it was sent from, though?
I think it was from Minnesota. So it didn't...
Send a thank you card back to the address.
Oh, no, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Well, we'll link
dude,
that.
Dude, it is awesome.
How much does it cost?
Like $200.
How much you pay for it?
Zero. Some B-teamer in Minnesota. I mean, how great is that? Dude, it is so cool. And, I mean, I'm not a big step person, but you go walk the dog, it'll count your steps, tell you how many calories you burn. Not that I care, but it's awesome.
Raymundo, recommend something.
Yeah, we got hard-to-reach windows, and this is the outside of your windows, so it's a magnetic window cleaner. And so you literally, it's just two magnets. So you spray the windows, and what the inside magnet does, the outside one does.
Oh, so you can put it on like the bottom and raise it up and
that's
it goes up.
That's really cool.
That's cool. What's it called? Do you know?
It's called F-Care. So you just on Amazon, F-Care magnetic window cleaner.
Yeah. Wow. I need
and
that.
Then Morgan, what do you have there?
I got a tongue scraper. They're like $8 on Amazon for two, and they clean your tongue, and they make sure it always looks good, and you don't have bad breath. It's really good for your oral hygiene.
My wife just bought some of these.
Yeah, they're like stainless steel, and they just scrape your tongue.
She was like, I got you some tongue. I was like, what are you trying to say?
Do it right when you wake up.
I got offended. Why did you get me this?
Well, have you ever like stuck out your tongue and had white on it? It looks really gross.
Yeah. No,
it makes it go away.
I'm healthy and not disgusting. So.
That means something, though. If your tongue's really white.
Yeah, it means you're dying. Yeah. Okay. So mine is called the Diva Twist.
Of course.
Diva Twist.
It's a Diva Twist microfiber towel. And so it's probably, you know how big a big towel is? You do your arms like this. Take it like halfway in and do it like 3 feet. And so what the Diva Twist is, it's like $30. My hair is so curly and I've been growing it out and it doesn't dry forever. So what you do is you put the Diva Twist on and then you twist it and then you put a little boop, goes around and you wear it and it dries your hair microfiber. Therefore, because if I use a real towel, my hair is a disaster.
Man, it's weird. When you look at the packaging, it's all chick.
It's a woman.
It's
for sure.
For a woman. 100%.
Or guys who think they're a woman, like me.
Or men who desire less
There is not frizz. One picture on their packaging of a man in it.
I don't care. It helps my hair a lot. I have curly hair.
I mean,
and
wow.
It's my listen, okay. I've tried like three microfiber towels.
Oh, this is the one.
This is the one. Yeah. Because the key is, you know how that you see a woman, for the most part, guys, and they put a towel on their head, they wrap it up.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
So, but this is that, but it's much smaller. And literally all you have to do, you put it on, and then you a little twist, boom, right there, and it's much smaller. I did a TikTok like a few weeks ago with one on.
Wow.
So there you go. The Diva Curl, or the Diva Twist, excuse me, the Diva Twist microfiber towel. It's like $30. If you have curly hair, long hair, that's where you go.
If you're a chick, get
or
it.
Or if you're a chick, hey, or if you're a dude like me.
Oh, my God.
Voicemail from Chris from Anchorage, Alaska.
Heard you talking about Alaska and New Hampshire. Moved out here from New Hampshire. Grew up there. Just an incredible program. And now you can say that you know there are people from New Hampshire and I'm also in Alaska.
I think this is AI and it's not a real human calling.
Why?
Because I can't prove it. I never met anybody that grew up in New Hampshire. Never met anybody that grew up in Alaska. Would like to go to both. I've driven through New Hampshire.
Have you?
Yeah, but didn't see a single thing. You know that scene goes, ooh, wee, wee, ooh.
Oh, with tumbleweeds rolling around?
Mm-hmm. And I know we have New Hampshire listeners. I'm just saying where I... Because people in New Hampshire have probably never met a single person from Arkansas. So I just need to say, if you're from New Hampshire and you see me on the street, please come up and go, I was born and raised in New Hampshire. You know, I'm like Missouri. You got to show me. I'm like the show me state, you know? So thank you, Chris. That is quite the move from Alaska to New Hampshire. That's a heck of a U-Haul.
Oh, yeah.
That's a three-day, that's Oregon Trail journey.
Yeah.
You probably got malaria or whatever we used to get. What'd you get on that Oregon Trail? You'd get the disease, and then you'd have to stop.
Lockjaw?
No, not that. Dysentery. What is it? Dysentery, yeah.
Or your wheel would break.
Yeah, that's bad news. Okay, Travis from Gainesville, Florida.
I have a morning corny. What do you call the Eagles after the Super Bowl? Angry Birds.
So I feel like he made that up just as a Chiefs fan.
Yeah, for sure.
Here is a voicemail from last night as well.
Hey, Bobby Bones. I love listening to your show. I just wanted to call and say that. Thank you for making my drive to work pleasant instead of these idiots that drive 38 miles in a 55. I'm not used to that from Arizona to Alabama. Bye.
Well, she took a shot at Alabama, too, which I don't like a whole lot because I love Alabama. Love people there. Thank you for your voicemails. Leave it anytime. 877-77-BOBBY.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So 85 years ago, back in 1938, researchers from Harvard said, we're going to find out the secret to happiness. So for, 85 years, they've been studying it. And what they found is it is not money.
TikTok.
No, I wasn't around back then.
Okay, good. I don't know.
It's not money, exercise, career success, or a healthy diet that makes us happy. It's positive relationships. That's what keeps us happy and healthy, and we live longer. They call it social fitness. And social fitness is about fostering connections with people that you care about.
Okay.
So are you working on things? Are you working out those relationships?
I have a theory that you figure out life the moment before you die. That's when you die.
Gosh,
it's like,
terrible.
Oh, wow, just go.
Hey!
Like, as soon as you figure it out, you expire. Like, our whole life, we're working toward it. And right when you get it, that's the moment when your body goes, okay, you just got it. Next time for the next level. Boop, and you're out. It's a little theory I have.
And you can't share that with anyone else?
No, because like, you just figured out. Like, man. It knows. Like, as soon as you get it, it's like they pull the plug. So think about that all day today.
Wow.
Prove I'm wrong. Amy?
So drug detecting squirrels are now a thing. Wow. Police have been training them to sniff out drugs just like a dog would.
Just like yesterday, the rats, they could smell the urine in cancer patients and know that they had lung cancer.
Yes. Rodents apparently have like a very keen sense of smell. And they have for a long time. It's just that people are trying to figure out how to train them to do certain things. And squirrels can get to higher places than dogs can. They're smaller. They can get in and out of things. So they have that added advantage. So it's come in handy for police.
How do you communicate with a squirrel, though? Like, how do you even start training one? You know, dogs, we've domesticated them.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that training that we do is, at this point, somewhat not. Their parents were trained. Their grandparents were trained. I don't know about a squirrel, man.
How do you even catch it?
The squirrels specifically are trained to scratch at the spot where they detect drugs.
I know, but how do they go, hey, yo.
I don't know.
Squirrely. This is a drug. I don't know how you do that with a squirrel.
Let me tell you, if I was a drug dealer and they brought the squirrel, I'd be like, okay, good luck.
We used to feed Captain Crunch to the squirrels in our backyard. And then I read that a squirrel could rip off your whole finger and run off with a finger. So I stopped feeding it Captain Crunch. Side note. All right, what else?
Brantley Gilbert saw a woman at one of his shows in the crowd get punched by some guy. So he jumped off stage, got in the guy's face, and then had
security come over,
threw the guy out.
Good for Brantley, too, for not wanting to kill the guy.
Yeah, you know he wanted to.
Yep. There are people there to do that. Good for stopping the show. I don't care who this guy is. Brantley Gilbert would have whooped him.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I've only ever met one person Brantley can't whoop. And you're looking at him.
Me?
Because I can run. I run faster than Brantley.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
62-year-old Linda Thompson's at early morning boot camp in Ohio a couple weeks ago. And all of a sudden, halfway through the class, her chest starts hurting. And down she goes. and they all run around. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? No pulse. Luckily, one of the guys used to be a volunteer firefighter, starts CPR. And then he's like, I need the defibrillator.
The defibrillator?
Yeah, what that thing?
You're missing some letters.
Defibrillator.
Defibrillator.
Yeah. Defibrillator.
Yeah, go ahead.
And so they run and get it because he knew the gym had it. And they put the pads on her. Clear. Boom. Clear. Boom. She starts breathing again. A couple weeks later, she's back at the gym.
Wow.
Couple questions about this. With that device, which is called the
defibrillator.
Correct. Do you yell clear, Eddie? I know you were just trained on this.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to yell clear. The machine actually talks, so it does it for you.
What do you mean it talks?
It says, all right, put pads on chest.
Are you like, dude, stop talking so slow. I need to save someone's life.
And then you put the pads on and it says, perfect. Now wait. 3, 2, 1, and clear. And then it shocks.
It says clear.
Yeah.
It says perfect.
Good job, guys. You have saved the person.
Hey, speed it up a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. I
mean, 1, 2, 3.
Bro.
1, 2, 3, clear.
No, it wants you to stay calm. In that situation, you always have to be calm, guys.
You're supposed to be
calm.
That's
what they say.
But also, look at her. 62, still crushing a boot camp workout. Somebody, the volunteer firefighter, knew how to bring her back. And the gym had a defibrillator.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
Because not all do.
Mm-hmm.
And she's good. She was back a week later.
Two weeks later. And here are...
I'd never go back. I'd never work out again.
But she wanted. She has to thank the people that saved her life, right? And here's her talking about it.
And I guess they told me I sat up and I said, well, at least I got you guys out of sled pushes. So,
got him.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
I like her. Good story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much. Because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.